It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz coming to you from the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building. The number is 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Give us a call. Give us a text. Be a part of the show. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, Salvadorian national who was mistakenly deported earlier this year and later returned to the United States, is once again facing detention and possible deportation. Garcia is married to a U.S. citizen and has a U.S.-born child. He was taken into ICE custody Monday morning after reporting to a field office in Baltimore. The Department of Homeland Security says he was involved in human trafficking and domestic violence and is now seeking to deport him to Uganda, a country with which he has no ties. Let's bring in our legal expert, Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, so if people don't remember, Garcia is kind of this poster child where Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan said, we're going to come in, we're going to get the criminals, we're going to get the gang members, and we're going to get them out of our country. We're going to deport them. And Democrats and the media said, you're moving too fast, you're going to make mistakes, innocent people are going to be kicked out of our country. And they pointed to Garcia, who through some it was a mistake of some side. I don't know if it was a technical or whatever. He was not supposed to be removed. There was a judge's order that said he was not supposed to be removed, and he was. Now the Trump administration digging in, saying this is somebody who all along should have been removed, and we're going to still move that way. Democrats still saying, not so fast. This person is married to a U.S. citizen, has a U.S.-born child. When you look at this legally, there's a couple of things. One, why to Uganda? Why not to a country he has connection to? And should they be doing this at all?
Well, right now he has basically what is called a withholding of removal status. It stems all the way back from 2019 and the hearings he had. So this is one of those, you hit the nail on the head earlier, where there were going to be miscarriages of justice, where people are going to get swept up and improperly deported when courts have not gone through the due process issues here. And the fact of the matter is that two things that are really important. One is that a court had ordered him not to be removed. Two, now you have him. He's not a U.S. citizen. He does not become a U.S. citizen just because he's married to somebody here or has a child here. He still has to go through the proper process. And if he's an illegal immigrant, one, and two, had committed illegal acts, then, under the Trump administration, they're basically saying, hey, listen, it was human smuggling. There was also some human trafficking issues. There was also some, domestic violence issues that, hey, listen, he is going to be deported out of the United States. The United States Supreme Court weighed in on this case. They weighed in on this case and said, no, not so fast. And that he is not to be deported and has to go through the proper due process rights. So this is one of those cases that's kind of not an anomaly, because it's happened a few other times, but only to the extent that, here we have the battle of Trump saying this guy's committed crimes. He's in a gang and he's part of human trafficking and we're deporting him. And we have an agreement with this other country to send him to, even though he's not from that country. So this is going to be one of those cases I think is going to be fought all the way up through the courts.
Okay, so he checks into this field office in Baltimore and he's taken into custody. Has he had any due process to date on this? Has his case been heard?
No, not as of yet. And there's another part of this case is that they wanted him to plead guilty to certain things, which he has not. The courts right now are kind of at odds with what Trump has attempted to do with this particular case. Not in all cases, but with this one in particular. So I think ultimately this is going to be a hearing that's going to be had, and whether or not he is has the right for asylum here or right to become a citizen here especially with the issues of he's been married over here since and has a child over here. So I see this as going to be a battle right now in the district court, where basically deporting him is going to be a problem for President Trump with what the court says.
Does he still have the same judge who issued the withholding of renewal standing? Does the case stay with that judge, or does it move on? And how can the president overrule a judge's withholding of removal standing?
Right now, it's in front of Judge Paula, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I think it's Xinix, X-I-N-I-S. That's the current judge, the U.S. District Court judge. It's staying in that particular court. Right now, there's going to be a hearing that's going to be obviously going to have to be held. The government's going to have to make, the showing and the standing for his removal. If they try to attempt to remove him without that, you're going to start back from ground zero because he's going to be brought back. It was a mistake in the beginning, and the courts forced him to be brought back to the United States.
So the critics are defending more due process than whether or not he's a violent criminal. He has the right to plead not guilty. And if you plead not guilty and then you're deported, it looks like it's retaliation for not admitting to a crime that you may believe you didn't commit.
Absolutely. So, that's the Constitution. It's not citizens, it's persons. The 14th Amendment talks about persons, and that's what.
Yeah, we lost you, Todd. Todd Flood of Flood Law. Yeah, the thing is that why not? Why doesn't the Trump administration just hold this hearing and bring out the evidence? And if the evidence shows that he's this violent criminal who was involved in bringing people across the country, and he was involved in domestic violence, like they say, if he's involved in trafficking, like they say, just present the case, show the charges, get a conviction, and then you can deport him. To deport him in advance of that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It just seems to be agitating, people who are defending due process. And due process is a huge thing. It's part of the Constitution. You can't violate someone's due process. Their argument is he's an illegal, so he doesn't get due process. He's an illegal who committed a crime, so he should go. But there are these extenuating circumstances. He's married to an American. He has an American child. And I think in a case like this, you look at the situation and you just say, look, we're gonna hold a trial. We're going to prove our case. And when there's a conviction, we're going to deport him. If there is no conviction, then we'll go through the other process of having him become legal. A legal citizen, if that's what he wants to try and do, or we will deport him until he becomes a legal citizen. He'll have to get the paperwork. Quick break. It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.